The title of my sermonette is Never Let Go, and we'll just get into it. We remember as children, when we were children, or perhaps with our own children or nieces and nephews, when we or they would take those first halting steps, and they weren't quite ready to walk on their own, but needed some help from above, if you will. And I'm referring to the old finger grasp. You know, you kind of, as they toddle around and they're grasping onto your finger, and they're just they're holding tight, and it's heartwarming, and I think we love that. And as kids, we're too young to remember how much we relied on that with our moms and dads, and again our aunts and uncles, but it was our world at the time. And you know, it's something that I'll cherish and remember with my own boys all through my life. But it made a difference to that toddler, again, whether that was ourselves, in terms of whether they fell or they gained confidence to face the world, their world at that time, and stand up literally on their own two feet. Without that loving support, the pathway, we know, would have been much harder, and you know, it would have been a lot more skinned knees and, you know, bruised noses and that sort of thing. And of course, we see a very similar dynamic in our spiritual lives, in a spiritual arena for us. When we are called by God, we are still spiritual toddlers, young and in need of support, nurturing. We have questions and we seek God's word and the lessons that he and his son, Jesus Christ, have established for us. And as we take those first steps as true Christians, we require those same fingers of support. We're reaching out to the Father, whether we realize that in that same analogy or not, and he's there for us. Again, he's called us, and he's there for us, and we know that the closer we draw to the Father and the Son, the more they will abide with us. They won't let go. And in those early days of our conversion, the promise and the reality of a brilliant future and coming kingdom may still seem hard to grasp. You know, that may be more complex than we're ready for. But in time, as we know, with study and ongoing repentance to overcome our nature and not continually stumble, then we begin to grasp the meaning of our scriptures and see that promise that God has laid in front of us if we follow him and obey him. So let's consider Hebrews 10, and we're going to consider verses 22 and 25 for some clarity in this regard. And I look to the New International Version for this scripture because I really appreciated the clarity that I think it offers, not to knock New King James by any means, but there are times when I find a different translation as really driving home the point. So, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope and we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Clearly, once called by God, we need to continue to grow in strength, in the strength of our faith. Think of this as building our core. And in our natural lives, we may even talk a lot about that. We exercise to build those muscles in our core so we can be stronger as we walk, and frankly, as we do anything. And you realize that how much you need that core. Standing up, sit from a seated position, you're down on the ground doing something, you got to stand up quickly. it's that core you're engaging. And if the core is weak, we know we're vulnerable to injuries and worse, incapacity. And similarly, that's a tough word for me today, apparently, we must build the core of our faith, and the foundation is learning to rely on God for all. That's the core of our faith. That's the core of our being as true Christians. Now, we see this in 1 Peter 5 and verses 6 and 7. We see that hand of God in our lives, those fingers, if you will. So, reading and starting in verse 6, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. So how can we exercise that core of faith and never let go of God's hand? So you see the connection here. It's obvious, and God lays that out for us. And then further in James 4 and in verse 7, drives the point home for us. Again, James 4 and verse 7, submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And again, it seems so basic, but again, as true Christians, and maybe as true Christians that are growing in faith, it's a very important core of our faith that we resist evil, resist the devil, simple as turning away. And as I mentioned in a previous sermonette, all God is aware of everything we're doing. And so he sees when we have that strength to turn away from evil, and he will strengthen us. When we are grasping the fingers of mom and dad, as we started this sermonette, we have that inherent confidence that they will not allow us to stumble. They're there for us. We're not thinking about that. You remember, you never thought that, well, I'm going to fall if I don't hang on to mom and dad. You just had that innate sense of confidence that they're there for you. And that's so vital to us, no matter how hard we push it. And perhaps as we get older too, and we're not quite in the same toddler phase, but we push it with mom and dad, and they're still there for us. That's what being a parent is about. And that's what our relationship with God is about. We know, unfortunately, that we push him, and we don't want to do that, but that's our human carnal nature. But as children in God's eyes, we believe and we have to place all of our faith in him. We can be secure in knowing that we are safe from evil, all evil, if we put our faith and we turn from evil. One of my colleagues at work recently completed a hill climb that we have in Colorado. I wasn't aware of this, and we were talking about it this week. You actually have to make a reservation for this. It's called the Manitou Incline. I don't know if anyone has ever heard of it, but it comprises 4 miles. Sounds like, well, I can do 4 miles, but it's an elevation gain of 2,000 feet. So, you know, you might Google it later on and look at it. It's crazy. It's wooden steps carved into the slope, and when you get to the top, you turn around and you see what you've accomplished, and it's amazing. And this person used to be a weatherman on 9 News here in Colorado, isn't in the best shape, but he was so elated that he was able to do this. So it's a pretty much straight up climb, and the horizon is 2 feet in front of you because it's right there. It's a hill. One cannot do this if they're not prepared or resilient. And this is what our journey to the kingdom may be like. Hopefully ever upward and progressing with as few stumbles as possible. And how do we avoid those stumbles? Obviously, it's clinging to God and clinging to goodness and staying away from evil. So I'd like to close out our sermonette with 2 more scriptures. And we're going to turn to Proverbs 4 and verses 25 through 27 for, again, some clarity on the analogies that I've given you. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Give careful thought to the paths for your feet and be steadfast in all your ways. Do not turn to the right or the left. Keep your foot from evil. And then continuing on with this thought and this strength in John 15 and in verse 5, and we read, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he is that bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing." And we know the tree or the vine requires the core, the trunk, the main branches, or those other off branches mean very little. They can't do very much. They can't survive in this heat or in the cold of the winter. They need that main trunk. So let's lean on God and not man for all that we need and for our salvation. We must never take our calling for granted. And sadly, I think we all do as humans, but we really need to think about that. And we must never let go of our relationship with God. And we must never let any human nor any entity stand between us and the Father.